The hard truth about soft skills. Workplace lessons smart people wish they'd learned sooner. Author, Peggy Claus. When it comes to soft skills, most people think they're all about those warm and fuzzy people skills. Yes, it's true that people skills are a part of the equation, but that's just for starters. While hard skills refer to the technical ability and factual knowledge needed to do the job, soft skills allow you to more effectively use your technical abilities and knowledge. You can have all the technical expertise in the world, but if you can't sell your ideas, get along with others, or turn your work in time, you'll be going nowhere fast. Chapter 1. Control yourself. Knowing yourself is as important as knowing how to do the job. Knowing what you are best doing work-wise can be tricky. It's not always clear where your strength lies, from the start, so it can take some time and experience to figure it out. A major part of knowing yourself is making sure the career you create makes sense with the rest of your life. Chapter 2. Getting the job done. Your procrastination is trying to tell you something. Procrastination typically gets a bad rap, but sometimes your procrastination is trying to tell you something, and not paying attention to it can create big problems. So what might it be saying? Listen carefully. You might be surprised. Whining is for kids. And even then, no one wants to hear it. No one likes a whiny kid. But a whiny grown-up is intolerable. Even though they should know better, some people just can't stop themselves. Chapter 3. When you open your mouth, and then some. Listening is part art, part science, and all important. Contrary to how people generally behave, listening is an activity, not just something to do while you're waiting your turn to speak. Most of us jump in with our own opinions, thoughts, and ideas before the person we are listening to can even finish a sentence. Learn how to present without needing beta blockers. Public speaking strikes fear in most of us. Regardless of the trigger, start overcoming anxiousness by identifying your butterfly spots. Figure out which situations or people make you nervous, then develop a strategy for warding the nerves off ahead of time. The best nerve management tool is to be prepared. Whatever you do, don't delay thinking about everything until the night before an important communication event. Chapter 4. Handling your critics. Never tolerate a bully boss, even if you have to quit. Do encounters with your boss have a lot in common with falling into a cactus patch? There are many types of difficult managers, but the most common is the bully boss. So what do you do if you have a bully boss and your company doesn't take care of the dirty work? Try these strategies. Ask yourself, are you truly dealing with a bully? Don't confuse a demanding boss with a bully. A workplace bully is someone who repeatedly verbally abuses you by screaming at you, belittling you, or humiliating you in front of others, and is rarely sorry unless called on the carpet. Join forces. Before confronting your boss, consider recruiting allies in your effort. Compare notes with coworkers whom you trust. Seek support from an HR person, especially if your boss is high up in the company. Nip it in the bud immediately. A bully can't bully if you don't let him. Respond to your boss with simple and factual statements along the lines. No excuses. Don't give the bully boss the benefit of the doubt. Talk in private. It's best to confront bullying behavior behind closed doors and/or put it in writing. Avoiding psychobabble and focus on specific behaviors. Stick to the specific behaviors you want them to change. Practice being in a zen-like state. Before you start to react with your own bad temper, just envision this person as a 4-year-old child having a tantrum. Once you do that, your response de-escalates, and the intense urge to scream or smack someone passes. Stay cool in the hot seat. No matter how difficult it is to conduct performance appraisals, it's no easier receiving one. In highly charged emotional situations, particularly when we feel judged or criticized, our listening skills break down, our heart races, and breath quickens. One way to sit in the hot seat with less dread and more dignity is to simply show up prepared. Be prepared. Be as objective and unemotional as possible. Listen without interruption. Ask yourself, is the feedback specific and action-oriented? Follow up throughout the year. Chapter 5. What? Me political? When it comes to gossip, learn the art of deflection. Gossip is a way for people to bond and feel like they are part of the inner circle. It makes them feel special. One of the key ways to practice the art of deflection is to put on the onus of resolving the issue raised by the gossiper back on them and stay positive, rather than joining in with your own take on the matter. Think hard long about going over your boss's head. Are you thinking of going over your boss's head? Forget about circumventing the chain of command unless there are extreme circumstances. If your company has policies on what to do in situations like these, find out what they are and follow them. If it doesn't, be sure to have your facts straight before reaching out to the human resources manager or your boss's supervisor. Chapter 6: Branding and Bragging. Think of yourself as a brand. In today's competitive environment, self-branding is an essential element of establishing your reputation in the business world and distinguishing yourself from the pack. The first step in creating brand awareness is to determine what your brand is by answering the following questions. What are three of your core values? What are five key talents and characteristics that best reflect your professional expertise? What are five communication or personality characteristics that you consider to be your strengths? Who is currently aware of your brand, and how would they describe it? How would you like your brand to be described? What are the gaps between your current brand image and what you would like it to be? What specifically can you do to alleviate or eliminate these gaps? The next step is to compose a clear and powerful written statement of 10 words or less, describing how you would like your brand to be perceived. Next, create exposure and self-promotion opportunities for getting your message out. Finally, learn how to talk about yourself and your accomplishments without turning off those you're trying to impress. Chapter 7: Hot Buttons, Gender, Generation, and Culture. Find the silver lining. When we think about diversity in the workplace, race and gender often comes to mind. But there's another dimension causing major tensions these days: age. If you are looking to navigate generational differences, the most important thing you can do is simply this: be respectful. No matter what generation you are from, recognize that every single person has something to offer. Chapter 8: Leading the Troops. Know what you're getting into. There seems to be no shortage of bad bosses in the workplace. The problem has become so widespread that there are entire training programs solely dedicated to dealing with various types of difficult supervisors. Exploders possess a horrific and unpredictable temper. It's never clear what's going to set them off. Charmers are charmingly agreeable, affable, delightful to be around, and people you think you can confide in. But watch out. Later, they will stab you in the back. Wet blankets earn their name by dampening everything around them. Know-it-alls hate to appear vulnerable or to seem like they don't know what they're doing and will protect their top dog status at any cost.